the Lord bless each one. Did the children want to do the verse? Come ahead. Praise God. Good, isn't it good that to learn the Bible and scriptures? It's really good, you know. You may have said it, praise God. The Lord bless each and every one, and we give everyone a warm welcome in their service this morning in the name of the Lord. And we want to thank each one that's came, praise God. I want to pray for a man this morning in America. He's from Uganda. He's a well-known pastor around message churches. Jim, I'm not sure of his second name, but he's got cancer. He's going for treatment somewhere in America. Brother Coffey had sent me a message this morning to pray for him. And Brother Laurie's here this morning. Laurie had a cataract in the eye. And we're going to pray for Laurie as well. Amen. You know, I was thinking when Laurie told me that this morning. In 1991 in Czechoslovakia, there's a woman prophesied over me specifically about cataracts. And I never thought of it till Laurie mentioned the cataract this morning. Now, all what she said, I don't know about it, but she prophesied it anyhow. And spiritualized it out and all the rest of it. But, you know, in back then, there was a young fella in the meetings in Czechoslovakia. And he started talking in tongues and running about in the service. And a lot of the people said, "Well, it's great, he's got the Holy Spirit." And I jumped up and said, "No, he's got a devil." And I tell you, they were not happy that this wee fella from Ireland said this boy had a devil. And there was pastors there, big name pastors was there from England, different parts of the world. They were from America and all over, and they all said it was the Holy Spirit. And I'd better be careful I wouldn't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I said, "Well, at 12 o'clock the night, you'll know where it's the Holy Ghost or not." And at 12 o'clock, he started to wreck the place because it was the devil. But the boys that said it was the Holy Spirit, none of them could have got to cast it out. None of the ministers could have got to cast the devil out of him. But the devil was cast out of him that night, and God delivered him. And he got up the next day and testified that he had a devil. And God delivered him. And the devil can copy tongues. William Branham said, "I've seen witches drink blood out of a skull and speak in tongues." He copies gifts. But if you have the real Holy Ghost, you should have discernment. To discern what's God and what's not God. Praise God. The Lord bless you this morning. And I'm going to pray for Laurie in a moment. And I can just sit for you, and if you ever need it as well, just for you. And I want to pray for my sister Andrea as well. She had to go for a scan as well. And different people go through different things, but I'm glad he's a Savior and he's a healer. Amen. He's a Savior healer, isn't he? Praise God. This morning I want to talk a little bit about the meaning of the poppy, and I want to read from Matthew 20, verse 4 to 9, and also verse 28. And you might think this is a strange scripture to read from, but I hope you'll get it. The meaning, not only is there meaning in the actual poppy, but when the war ended, something happened in the spiritual realm. And a prophet of God under the seal said what it was. We've been informed. Now, a lot of churches know nothing about what I'm going to tell you this morning, and they won't. Because when God sends a voice, if you're not willing to listen to the voice, then you won't hear. But we're told in Revelations that we're to hear the Spirit. What the Spirit saith unto the churches, God wants us to hear that Spirit. Amen. Verse 4 of Matthew 20, "And said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard. And whatsoever's right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, remember the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? And they say unto him, because no man have hired us. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever's right, that shall ye receive. So when they was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, there were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny, which was the same as the ones at the first hour. So the ones that worked at the 11th hour workers, that's 1 hour to midnight, received the same wages as the ones that started at the beginning. Verse 28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Let's bow our hands this morning, praise God. And I want you to agree with me. I believe God can remove cataracts. I believe it with all my heart. Let's bow our hands this morning. If you have a need as well, lift your hand up before the Lord. The Lord bless you, the Lord bless you, the Lord bless you. Praise God, praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have an open access into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we come this morning pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. And we would say, wash us everyone afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us, and we'll praise you. Sanctify us, we'll praise your name. Forgive us every wrong word, every wrong deed, every wrong thought. We cast down all reasoning and all vain imagination, and every thought that exalt itself against the knowledge of the truth, we cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit in this service. Father, I'm asking you this morning for the moving of the Holy Ghost, that every person in this room will know your presence personally on their physical bodies this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I do take the Holy Ghost to help me now. And I thank you that you do. And I send your word over the people and upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Laurie, he'll remove this cataract. I'm asking you for a miracle upon him. I pray you'll touch him mightily from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking for others with their hands raised, for the mighty miracle touch upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for me own wee sister. You'll touch her. Bless her. Oh God, move upon her. And rebuke the devil around her and over. And Lord, I pray you'll set a hedge of fire about her. And cover her with your blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, touch men and women in this house. You know the Lord knows it's gone through things that nobody knows about. I pray the Holy Ghost will minister and move in the innermost part of the life. And oh God, you'll bless and strengthen and get thyself all the praise and all the glory. Help us this morning as we remember, as our brother said, the wonderful men and women that laid their life down. And most of all, we think of that special one, that unique one, slain in the mind of God from the foundations of the world. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all this morning. Praise God. I just want to just talk for a moment or two to try and mention about this poppy. Some people don't know anything about the poppy. I'm not claiming to know a lot about it. But I know the poppy come out of blood. And we're redeemed because of blood. We're ransomed because of blood. And the Flanders Field was where the poppies came. And there's even a wee song about it and writings about it. And the idea to use the poppy as a symbol of remembrance came from the poem in the Flanders fields by Canadian Dr. John McCrae, while stationed in the fields in Ypres, McCrae and his fellow soldiers were inspired by the bright red poppies that littered the otherwise desolated landscape. And the landscape, you have to understand, was destroyed, bombed, and blown apart. And the poppies grew out of it. And beautiful red poppies come out of the ground, where all other life had been destroyed from the bombardment and shelling. The conditions were perfect for the poppies, which thrived in the chaos. Following the end of the war, the fields in Flanders were overrun with poppies, concealing the battered and scattered landscape. Now, you know that the World War I was 1914 to 1918, and World War II was 1939 to 1945. And the guns fell silent on the 11th hour, on the 11th day, on the 11th month in 1918, bringing to end the World War I. And I believe that God supernaturally stopped the world war with his angels. That's what I believe. And I want to read you a couple of statements about that this morning, what a prophet of God said. Now watch him. The 11th hour people could come in on the last calling of the Gentiles. That's the scripture we read. Mother worked there, dad, and he's talking about his parents worked there. Grandmother worked back there. This is our age, the 11th hour. That world war stopped on the 11th month in the year, the 11th day of the month, the 11th hour in the day, and the 11th minute in the hour that the 11th hour people might come in. What? Receive the same baptism of the Holy Ghost that they did back here at the beginning to bring back the power and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ with signs and wonders again into the true church. And God at the 11th hour spiritually done something. And if you check the history in the Pentecostal movement, there was a mighty outpouring of the Spirit from that time. And God brought the power of God back into the church. For 1500 centuries it was gone. Well, there was the Dark Ages. How many knows that? That was what you call the Dark Ages. Now there was great men through that. But God brought it up so that we could come back to the fullness of the Pentecostal experience, the restoration of the gifts, the fivefold ministry at the end time. Because God was almost finished with the Gentiles. We're in the 11th hour. It's almost midnight. And God is almost finished with the Gentile church. And when God ruptures the Gentile bride, he's going to turn back to them Jews. And he's going to save them in a day. Did you know that? And Rome's going to fall. Now don't be getting upset because I blast Rome. Amen. Because the Bible says they rejoiced over her.
That's right.
For the blood of the martyrs was found in her.
Right.
And they rejoiced over her.
Right.
And it tells that in the book of Revelation. And I tell you, there's there's a man and he's a number and the Bible names him. And the whole world is going to wonder after him.
Yes.
And there's going to be a mark coming all that don't receive the mark. You know, the mark in the right hand of the forehead. And we've already been instructed that it is already here as a spiritual mark. It's a doctrine. Now I know it could be physical as well. I'm not saying it won't be. I believe it will be, but I believe there's a spiritual doctrine mark already in process. And people have been brainwashed away from the truth of the Bible to the denominational dogma and the denominational creed. And many churches today, and there's great people in all them places. I'm not saying there's not, there's eagles everywhere. But a lot of that stuff is false. And it came from the mother of harlots. And you know the Bible talks about the mother of harlots. And it said she had daughters. And that's your Protestant churches.
That's right.
By the way.
That's right.
They're the daughters of Rome.
That's right.
That might shock you, but it makes no difference. It's the truth anyhow.
Right.
They copied her.
Right.
And the priests wore the collar, and all these Protestant ministers, they had to get themselves collars. And they say, well, we were going back to Scotland, to the early, they turned their shirts back to front. I'm sorry, but that's too long ago. It's nothing to do with that no more. That's nonsense. They have to wear a wee collar. And just the other week, I preached here on Sunday night and met a man the next day, and all the things I preached, that boy tell him wasn't for the day. And they've all a wee book of creeds and a wee book of rules. And we don't believe in speaking in tongues in our organization. It passed away with the disciples. Well, I'm here to tell you that God sent the spirit of Elijah to restore us back to the original apostolic message so that we would have the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the power of God. That's why we're here and not sitting in some organization. Now, if you want to go and sit in an organization and they'll dip you in three titles and call three titles over you, that's up to you. But I don't find no Bible for it. I'm sorry. I'm following the words of Christ and the apostle. And the apostle says, let no other man build on another foundation than what's already been laid. These poppies were a sign. They were not just a sign. The wee red poppy, the red, I believe, can speak of the blood. And the black in the middle can speak of our sin. Our hearts are black as pitch. And we need the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us and to wash us from all sin. Now let me read you this statement here. Now the seventh angel's message is to open the mystery of the seals. Now you won't hear in any church nowhere. How many knows I'm preaching the truth here this morning? Put your hand up here. Think I'm lying. You take me to one denomination in this town that'll tell you who the seventh messenger is. I'll go where you're not. You can't do it. I'll never mention it. They know nothing about it. And if you say you know, they'll say them boys are a cult. Have nothing to do with them.
Amen.
Why? They're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
You're joking me. I thought the apostles done that too.
Amen.
They don't believe in the Trinity. No, well, show me words in the Bible. Oh, it's not actually written in it, but we believe it's there. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to know where we're at. We're living in the last days. The Lord's coming. And everybody's not going in the rapture. Only those that are sealed with the Holy Spirit's can in. And if somebody says, I've got the Holy Ghost and deny the truth, I'm sorry. They can hang from them legs. There's no Holy Spirit there, in my opinion. The Holy Ghost will not deny himself. He can't do it. It's the Godfather in Czechoslovakia running about talking in tongues. And all them people said, praise God, he's got the Holy Ghost, he's got a devil. Now there's real tongues.
Amen.
There is real tongues. But he didn't have them. Listen to this. Calling the 11th hour Gentile workers received the same pay that the first hour workers got. What did they get? The day of Pentecost. What they got? How many can say this? They got the baptism of the Holy Spirit the same way they did at the beginning. You can't receive the Holy Spirit different. And I believe that's the problem around the message groups. They've made it a doctrine how you get it. And they've done away with the actual experience of it. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is an experience separate from salvation.
Amen.
It's an experience. And when you get it, you're going to do something. I'll guarantee you that.
Amen.
You might not all talk in tongues, but you'll prophesy or do something.
Amen.
Because they did in the Bible.
Amen.
And if it made them do something in the Bible, it'll make you do something.
Amen.
It's like sticking your heart in the fire and saying, never knew I'd done it. I'll guarantee you, you'll know about it. Amen. You'll feel the flames.
Glory.
My, we need the flames, don't we?
Amen.
Jesus taught it. He said that some people went into the harvest. They were hired. And when they did of early morning, they received a time, a penny for the day. And then at noontime, someone else came in and went to work. And then at the 11th hour, that's the last hour of the day, that someone came in and received the same kind of pay that they did the first hour of the day, the last hour. Now, hold the thought for for a moment till I get this nailed down here this morning, because I'll tell you something, it's wrong. And I'm making no apologies for it.
Amen.
Now there's no point running an eagle with chickens.
Amen.
You're wasting your time.
That's right.
Don't start running an eagle along with chickens. Because that's a real eagle, he'll leave them chickens.
Amen.
You'll not keep him with chickens.
Glory.
He'll come out from the chickens.
Amen.
He won't want to be with the chickens.
That's right.
Now this is an emphasis here, the same pay that the first one's got. Now the same pay that the first one's got, they spoke with tongues, they did the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then preachers today tell their people, that's not for the day. They're denying this. How many agrees here that this is the truth that I'm telling you? They're saying the opposite to this. They're saying you don't need it. You say a prayer and get saved, not you. Now, I'm not deriding that. That's the truth. If you're sincere and pray, you'll get saved. That's only the start. You've just got started. There's more for you. Keep on going. Don't stay on the outer court.
Amen.
The outer court's just you in. Continue on. There's a candlestick. There's a table of showbread. There's a golden altar of incense. There's a kind of glory for orange rod bullet. And the glory of God come down and no man can minister for the power and the glory of the Lord. God wants to bring us further into Him. He doesn't want us out wandering like a bunch of chickens, but we're eagles.
Amen.
And He wants us to know we're eagles. And He wants us to open our wings and fly in the heavenlies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They get the same experience. That same pay. Praise God. It's so perfectly how the first hour messenger with the word, with the gospel, with the truth, they came in the day of Pentecost. Then there was a dark age that blocked them out. Then a middle age, day of Luther, Wesley, then came in, and then there is to be an evening time message. An evening time message, brothers and sisters. Praise God. And to receive the same thing the dead did at the beginning, the evening time message is restore back. Restore back. The evening time messenger won't tell you, it's on our book of creed here, that if you talk in tongues, the elders will escort you out of here. He won't tell you that. Now, a lot of people around him, what's come out of it, have shells and stuff up. They're not the real thing. Don't ever let a decoy put you off. There's always a real.
Amen.
You go out shooting, no point you shooting a decoy. That decoy's only there to get you the real duck in. When the real duck comes in, you'll know. That decoy doesn't make any noise. He looks like a duck, but he's silent.
Amen.
There's nothing in him.
That's right.
But there's something in the real thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And you get the real Holy Ghost in you, it'll come out of you.
Amen.
It's a well in you.
Amen.
Spring it up.
Amen.
It'll come out over the top.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
The dark ages, right down through. And receive the same thing that they did at the beginning of the evening time message, store back to bring back that same thing. Not a different thing, but the same thing. And you say, the pastor, you didn't talk much about the popping. Well, you can say I've got well ahead. Praise God. But I'm going to talk about it in a moment. But I tell you, God wants to know it. We're too soft. We're far too soft. Far too soft. To let people run over us, all this nonsense. Are we organization this? Now, I'm not interested in any organization.
Amen.
I'm interested in Christ. The Word.
Yes. Amen.
The Word. No organization. You want to hear our man? I'll tell you what. I'll vet your man for you if you want. Because he'd vet me. Oh, you don't look at me like that. They vet you all the time if you don't know it.
That's right.
They vet you regular. Don't go near that group. They're a cult down there.
That's right.
They're following a man. They're a cult. Now, but we'll lay down what we believe on here before us. We'll lay down what they believe. We'll see who's their cult. You might get the shock that they're their cult. Because every single one of them's following somebody. And if they say, we're absolutely following Jesus Christ, why did they deny it? the word for the hour. Did you hear the saying? The word for the hour.
That's right.
Why did I not? Why did I what God's done in this last day? Why did I deny of the same Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit will not deny himself.
Amen.
Amen? There's not one scripture for them disciples ever baptized in three titles. They always baptized in the name.
Amen.
And Jesus is God manifested in flesh.
Glory.
Now he's a man, but he's God as well. And if you just make out he's a man and leave it at that, that's a half truth. But we want the full truth. He is a man, but he's God as well.
Glory.
He's God and a man.
That's
and the fullness dwelt in him. He never received the spirit of a miser. Now, I want to get back to this poppy a bit. That's just an introduction.
Amen.
And I'm not going to hold you as long this morning. I should preach for about 3 hours this morning, you know. For just for change. Just for a bit of a change, I should do about 3 hours. I'm not going to. Don't be getting worried. Brother, I'm not going to. How many loves the Lord this morning?
Amen.
You see, it's all about Christ. And if you leave him out and get on to some organization, they say, we stand for the word. But when you check it out, they don't really. They stand for their denomination. That's what they stand for. Not the word. The word's not in it. Don't. I'm telling you. Long face met my friend on Monday, and that's what I'm calling him. And if he's here, tell him at his face. Long face met him. The Lurgan Speed face met him. He's not allowed to smile at church, and he's not allowed to clap his hands. That's not for the day.
That's right.
And God just do this, and God just do that, and God just do something else. But that's the same fella that I met at a football match.
That's right.
There's a fella took me to see Northern Ireland play. Our Daniel was here, and he took me to see Northern Ireland play. And everybody was green white. Who's ever been to a football match? Who's ever been to see Northern Ireland play? Then you know that the flag's gone. And it's great, there's no harm going. And then the flags went back and forth, green, white armor. Green, white armor. Now this fellow that's not allowed to clap in church and he's not allowed to smile, he dare not smile in case his face was cracked.
That's right.
You know, Sidney Murray asked the boy coming into church one Sunday, he said, if you lend me that face, I'll go and hunt a house with.
That's brilliant.
That's what he said to him. You might say, Brother Tom, this is not reverend, but this is a boy that wants to put people down. This is the boy that wants to tell people, this is not for them, that's not for them, you can't do this, you can't, this is the same boy. Well, I'll tell you, I went to the whole thing in Northern Ireland one, by the way. And they got into it, and the whole place was rocking, as they say. It was great. No point going if you don't join in, it's like church.
That's great. Amen.
We're not here for Monaghan's, we're here to praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory.
I tell you, brother, he got in it, he forgot himself. His arms and everything was up. I thought of saying things. There he was with arms up and all going. And I slipped up beside him and tapped him on the shoulder and said, how are you, brother? And you think you've seen a ghost. Now I'll guarantee you he didn't do that in church.
No, fear him all.
He didn't do it. But he would tell me and you, you can't do that in our organization. Listen, I'm going to tell you a wee thing. Do you know Billy Bray? You heard me talk about Billy Bray? Billy Bray was a Methodist, but that Methodist saying wasn't like the Methodist now, I can tell you.
Yeah, right.
When the power of God fell in Billy Bray's church, he told the people, you better get out of the church. We can't do this in the church. That's how religious they were. And he made them come out of church and dance and clap outside. He wouldn't let them do it in the church. I'm telling you, the Bible says David danced before the Lord. Some people are upset then too. Amen. Now we'll get to the poppy. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, all I'm saying is don't be ashamed of what you believe. Don't be ashamed to tell it. And if somebody says to you, you follow such a man, you tell them you do. Jesus Christ is the man you're following.
That's
who we follow. In the Omega Ministries follows Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nobody else.
Amen.
That's who we're following.
Brilliant.
That's who we're preaching.
Amen.
But we won't deny him, but God sent a messenger.
Right.
And not only did he send one, he sent seven church age messengers. That's the Bible.
Yes.
7 church age messengers. And we believe Wesley and Luther's 2 of them as well. They're messengers. And Paul's a messenger. And Irenaeus is a messenger. And Columba is a messenger. And John Wesley's a messenger. We believe that. We will not deny it. I know a fella in a certain country, and he put a big write-up in the paper about this wee pastor, the wee man that looked like Brother Larwick, Brother Dixon, done a whole big write-up. He put a whole big thing in the paper, and he slated them all off. He said they were following William Branham. And Dixon went down to the printing office, and he got a hold of the boy. And he says, tell me this, you go to church? Oh, I'm a Methodist. He says, well, tell me this here. Whose teachings do you follow? John Wesley's. He says, you're following John Wesley's teachings. He says, well, you need to get a write-up in your paper that you're following John Wesley. Because you've got a write-up in the paper that I'm following William Branham, because I followed his teachings. What's the difference? There's no difference. None whatsoever. And he had to write an apology. Well, we're following the Lord.
Glory.
You can look at this poppy, you know, as Christians, and the black in the center of it can speak of the evil and the devil and the uncleanness. And every one of us, if we're not washed in the blood of Jesus, our hearts are black as pitch. And only God can cleanse that heart. And during the wars on man, you know, to try taking their souls from them, that's what happened during them wars. The devil tried to rob man of his soul. And he's still doing it. And he wants to keep people away from the Word of God and from the house of God. And he wants to rob the soul of every young man, the soul of every young woman. And he wants it to be black, and he wants it to stay black. But Jesus wants to wash it. And clean it. The devil wants to keep it black. But the red paddle, you know, can speak of the blood of Jesus Christ surrounding the darkness and saving our souls from the evil and giving us eternal life. And I want to say, that's what I'm looking at this poppy this morning, that blacks the evil, and the red is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, I know it's a symbol, but it represents something. And all them men that died in them wars, I'm telling you, it was good men and women. And one of the most touching things I ever read, ever, was William Mullen and a tramp sign from God. And if ever there's a book, you should read that book. And in that book, William Mullen said he was 8 or 9 years of age, and he remembers his father lifting him in his arms. And he went off to the battle of the Somme, and he never saw his father again. His father was killed. And I tell you, we're so much here in this country, it's the green and white, it's the red and white and blue. And they know nothing about God, the half of them. And they talk about God and Ulster. God's not in the half of the nonsense they're on with. And they take gun and shoot people and say it's God and Ulster. God's not in it. That's the devil. The devil's a murderer. He's a robber. And you know there was Catholic and Protestant fought in the wars. That's the truth.
Amen.
Both of them fought in the wars. And they give their lives that we could have freedom. And it means something this morning, doesn't it? It's good to have respect for them things, you know. Romans 6:23 said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord wants to take the black heart out of us, and he wants to wash us and cleanse us in his own precious blood.
Amen.
From one man's disobedience came about sin, and you know sin's a spiritual attitude of rebellion towards God. And it's expressed in outward acts of disobedience sin. All of us are guilty of it. And every one of us are sinners in this way. You know that this morning. And by our sinful lives we rob God of the glory due him. And sin is followed by 3 main consequences. Inward spiritual death or alienation from God. And a man that's not saved, he's away from God. He's separate from God. He can't come to God. And the only way for him to come to God is by God's provided way. That's Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Now, I want to go on record and say this. Luther, Wesley, William Branham are all messengers, but they're not the way to God. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Let me say that.
Amen.
If none of them men was here that could save you, not a one of them. And they themselves would say, I point you to Christ.
Amen.
For I myself cannot save you.
That's right.
That's what they would say. They need the physical death of the body. And every one of us, if the Lord doesn't rapture us, will go to these bodies will go to the grave. And they'll need a resurrection. Your soul will go to be the Lord of your sea, but your body will go to the grave. All because of one man's sin, Adam. And they need the final and everlasting punishment from the presence and place of going into darkness, torment, hell. And you know, I don't know how long it's for. I can't go into the numbers with it, but it's a long time. And then we know that death and hell are cast into the lake of fire, which is a second death. And even the devil's going to be cast in there. Old W.P. Nicholson used to say when the Lord brings him down in them chains into the lake of fire, he's putting his boot in him. That's what he used to say. People thought it was crude, but there's nothing crude about it because he puts his boot in you as often as he can. The devil is against you and me, you know. We need to realize that. The devil's not a lovely wee fella that pats you in the back. He's against you. He puts spirit of infirmity on you, fear on you, discord, marriages, discord in home. Every bad thing comes from him. He's do evil. Brother, named another week, Mr. Do Evil. And we need do good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And do good's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He went about doing good.
Amen.
Amen. I'll never forget that, brother, that wee phrase, you know. Do evil. That's him, isn't it?
Yes.
Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of who? Do evil.
Amen.
That's who oppressed him.
Amen.
For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, have sent me. An imagination, you know. Now, let me talk for this in a moment this morning. I feel led to do it. He'll give you an vain imagination if you don't watch yourself. You know, he's thinking something about you. Mightn't even be one word of it. He could be praying for you. But the devil will brainwash you anything he can. And he'll tell you that brother so-and-so is against you and sister so-and-so, and they could be praying for you. But all along it's him. He's the boy. And he'll be doing the same at the other end of it. He'll tell you they're again you. And he'll even send you somebody to tell you. And I know what I'm talking about. He's a splitter and he's a quitter. That's the devil. And William Branham called him a deformer. But the Holy Ghost transforms you. Not deform you. He transforms you. And he makes you a new creature. Hallelujah. That old devil, he's a liar. Praise God. We know Satan came and changed the word Eve in 2 Corinthians 11:3. I fear lest by any means as a serpent beguiled Eve through a subtlety, so your mind shall be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. Now I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, I hear people saying, but he just preached a simple message. That was good he did. Because if he preached some of them and over your head, but no use to you. No use whatsoever. But if you preach something simple and you went out and you got something. You think of this here. Lester Simmerl went to see Smith Wigglesworth. And that man was gifted and he was an apostle. And he just read the Bible to him. Read him a scripture for an hour or so. And prayed with him. And after a couple of visits, Lester Simmerl came out and he stopped. And he said to himself, I got something there.
Amen.
I got something.
Yes.
I got something.
Amen.
Do you know why? Because the Bible says, him that readeth this book is blessed.
Amen.
There's a blessing on this book because it's God's infallible word.
Amen.
Amen. There's a blessing on it. Praise God. We know because of man's disobedience, sin entered in like the blackness in the poppy. The black part of the poppy, Romans 5:19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous. Jesus Christ came to undo what Adam done. One man brought us into universal condemnation, and another man brought us into the place for where we can have universal justification. Somebody says, I don't believe we can have universal justification. Jesus said, it's not my will that any should perish. But that all might be saved. Is that the words of the Lord?
Amen.
His blood can save. will only come. Thank God for the red. So when you wear your wee poppy, and you look at that black in the middle, you know what your heart was black, and then you look at them red pebbles on it, and you'll know the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed your black heart.
That's right.
And it's no more black heart, it's clean because of the blood of Jesus. And mine's clean because of the blood of Jesus. And that 11th hour, it all stopped. Let me fall back on that for a moment, and then we're going to have communion. I won't try and finish this. Do you realize if it hadn't stopped, the world could have ended then? Understand what I'm saying. If the world war hadn't a supernaturally, how many believe it supernaturally stopped? And you know them Jews, when they were in a war, that it supernaturally stopped. How many knows that? Who's ever heard of the angels that appeared? Well, there's an old fellow on television. I remember my father telling me about it years ago, and the interviewer was not smart, he was stupid. Now, you'll meet them type of fellas. But he's trying to make a fool of the old boy. And he was interviewing him, and the old boy was there and seen them angels. And the interviewer at Le Mans. And he was about to tell it, but the interviewer was not smart of himself. With a smart comment, the old man said, "Well, you know more about it than me." And he told him nothing. But there was people that was there. And there's people seen an army. An army. And that army, they didn't know where it come from, but we know it come from God. God can have an army. Didn't Elijah pray for the young man, or Elisha prayed for the young man with him? He said, we can't do it, there's just us. And he said, "Lord, open his eyes." And he saw a multitude of an army that was with him. The Lord's with you this morning. No matter what you think you're going through this morning, the Lord's with you. The Lord's with you to bless you. The Lord's with you to bring you through. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all.
Hallelujah.
David said, "I'm young and I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread." Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Absolutely.
Amen.
He rained them fresh manna from heaven every day under an old covenant. How much more can he do under the blood of Jesus Christ? We're going to come and do communion this morning. Let me read 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 34. And we're going to take the bread and the wine in remembrance. The blood, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the bread's a children's healing.
Amen.
I would say to you this morning, as you protect this, there's no power in this bread. But as an act of obedience and as an act of remembrance, as you take it, you believe God to do your miracle. You believe it. And as you take the wine, you believe the Lord to do something for you as you take it this morning. Will you do that? And you pray for me and pray for Brother Gary this evening as he goes to preach in Alva Street in Belfast, and we'll be here. There mightn't be many of us, but we'll be here. And our Brother Samuel's going to lead the song tonight. And pray for Brother Gary as he goes.
Amen.
That somebody will get saved or healed.
Amen.
Pray the Lord will give our brother strength and wisdom and just bless him. Praise God. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another, and if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together to condemnation. The rest will I set in order when I come." We're going to do communion, we're going to pray, and then we're going to do communion, and give a bit of time for worship and prayer. And I want you to pray if you are. Only the Lord knows your heart. Amen. You pray to the Lord as we're sitting in the silent. Just thank the Lord for what he's done. And that wee poppy, I tell you, you can work with pride. How many believes that? I believe that. Amen. And I tell you, and I think of what the Lord done. And them men that give their lives, they give their lives so that there could be a freedom that we enjoy the day. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you. In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your provision. Lord, we bless you for the men and women that laid their lives down on the battlefield. And we believe that you supernaturally intervened. Lord, just as we've heard this morning, them angels done something so that the 11th hour workers could be sealed. And we know that the Gentile bride's almost in. And it's home time. Home time, Lord. And we know the rapture's ready to take place. And we're ready to leave this scene of time and go to be with you. How we would ask you for our loved ones this morning. For the husband, for the wife, mother, the father, the brother, the sister, the aunt, the uncle. How we would pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to them and move upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I would ask for any man in this land that preaches the truth that you will bless them and anoint them and help them. Now, Lord, bless these emblems, this bread in remembrance of your broken body, and bless this wine in remembrance of your blood. Now, pray for Brother Gary for this evening that you will bless him and make him a blessing. Cover him with your blood, your protection. Anoint him with the Holy Spirit. Give him a great time tonight and reach men and women, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray you bless every sister in this room, every boy and every girl. Cover us all with your blood. Keep us from the wiles of the enemy and help us to be like Jesus. Lord, like the song says, all I asked is to be like you. Bless us now as we partake and remember your death, life, and resurrection. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. I'm going to ask the brothers to come at this time. Praise God.